It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, 13-year-old Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my program. This is your host, Tristan Pang, on Planet FM 104.6. Youth Voices. Good to have your company on this Wednesday afternoon. I am super excited to be flying to Australia for the World Science Festival in Brisbane next month. It's a 5-day event from the 22nd to the 26th of March. My discussion panel, The Future is in Good Hands, will be hosted by the renowned Australian Nobel laureate Professor Brian Smith. And we will be discussing about taking on global challenges. I'll be talking about the role of scientists and technology in overcoming some of the major challenges facing humanity. Hope to see you there. Also, it was a great honour for me to be able to speak at Crimson's Hub, www.hub.crimson.education.org. I talked about my education journey and university experiences, so here we go. How to skip high school and go straight to the university. When I was little, before I started school, I didn't know what is a year level, curriculum, test or exam. I just simply explored everything and accidentally came across some books which I later knew were high school maths textbooks. I skimmed through them and in just a couple of weeks got the rough concept. When I was about 9 years old, I discovered that there was something called a private candidate for the Cambridge International Exam. I was keen to try. The first exam I tried was the IGCSE maths exam, which is equivalent to the Year 11 NCA in New Zealand or GCSE in UK. I top scored it with an A star. Then I kept going with the A-level exams, which is Year 12 and Year 13. Again, I got an A star. I was only 11 by then, but I was confident enough to start my university course at the University of Auckland, and at the same time attend Year 8 at the intermediate school and also self-studying other Cambridge exams, such as physics, geography and English. I was fully admitted to the University of Auckland when I was 13. That means after my intermediate school, I skipped high school and went straight to the university, which I'm enjoying a great deal. Accelerating may not be everyone's cup of tea, but for those who are ready, it's quite an enjoyable experience because you feel that you're in control of your own destiny and not tied up by the education system. You may not like to be as crazy as I am in accelerating 6 or 7 year levels. You may want to challenge yourself to accelerate just 1 or 2 years. So, first of all, do not give yourself academic pressure. As I didn't know when I was little, the books which I was reading was just preparing for exams. I read with great interest. If you have a passion on something, you won't have pressure and you do very well. Then, find an examination board which allows private candidates. Third, talk to someone who has experience on that exam and also has done very well. He or she can tell you more about their exams. In my case, I wasn't quite sure about the English exam's requirement as it is not as straightforward as the maths and science subjects. There is no right or wrong answer, so I got help from Crimson Consulting. They gave excellent guidance. It could really speed up my preparation and get good grades. And finally, doing past papers can help you to familiarize with the exam structure. My advice is to do as many past papers as you can. Something important is being a private candidate is challenging. You have to be very disciplined because this is something extra on top of your busy school work. This extra work is your own choice. No one forces you to do it. And no one will keep track of your progress. You have to monitor and guide yourself. You need to plan in detail and follow your self-studying plan. Another crucial point to success is reading around your subject. Not like the normal candidates, the school provides all necessary study materials. Private candidates have to do their own research. It is hard, but it may also be something that can make this private candidate stand out. When doing the research, you surely come across something related, but not in the syllabus. In fact, it can help you to develop a deeper understanding of your topic, and finally, you'll get a better grade. So if you're keen and with some tactics, you can gain the university entrance successfully by accelerating a few levels. The university experience of a 12-year-old. There are both advantages and disadvantages of an underage student at the university. The advantages are being an underage student, I found that I'm more noticeable and can also get more attention. Both academic staff and seniors are keen to mentor me. I actually have quite a number of mentors. Being young makes you stand out from the crowd, and the lecturers can also easily recall me. And classmates like to talk to me as they are very curious about me. Because of this, I can make friends easily. The disadvantages are some of the uni parties are prohibited for under 18s, and my uni friends sometimes organise nights out at the pubs and also watching R or M rated movies, which are not quite suitable for me. As a result, I'm not always able to join them. And the biggest disadvantage is I'm requested to have adult supervision at the uni. Something really funny is that I started school when I was 2, and my mum would never have to stay with me. But now I'm in the university, she needs to be with me for the whole day at the campus. It is the agreement between the university and us. Under the Vulnerable Children Act in New Zealand, children under 18 are protected. At schools, teachers are responsible for the safety of the students, but at the university, there are no such people. Under these circumstances, my mum is responsible. I started going to the uni when I was 12, and I was very short compared to the other students. People thought my mum was a student and babysitting her child while attending classes. And now, after 2 years, I'm taller and the voice is deeper. I have not much difference from the other uni students, but I always need to clarify with my friends that the lady who's always with me is not my girlfriend, but my mother. But overall, my experiences at the university is excellent. I enjoy every bit of it. How to get straight A's. I started university part-time when I was 12 and was admitted full-time at 13. I am now 14. I've gotten straight A's so far. Is getting straight A's difficult? No, I don't think so. It's not too difficult, but it's challenging. So, how could I get straight A's? It's all because of the goals I've set from the very beginning. I would like to do a PhD. To do this, I need good grades. So I set myself a target, which is achieve the top grades. Then I break down my target into smaller tasks. First of all is to attend lectures. I found that the class attendance rate is really low. Some of my classmates only appear for 3 times, which is for the first lesson, then the test, then the exam. For me, so far, is 99% attendance. And of course, we can always listen to the lecture recordings, but the problem is we can't actively participate, such as asking and answering questions as the lecturer speaks. Having something useful to say in class or to respond to the lectures requires thought. The thinking process which it takes to respond to something will help us think more deeply and completely. And ultimately, we don't have to spend so much time in revision or memorizing facts. Secondly, is to fully focus in class. I've never daydreamed or played with my phone or laptop, like some of my classmates do. I have even seen some people who doze off. I listen and I'm so fully focused that I can almost recall every single word from my lecturers. That's the reason why I'm sometimes the only one in class who can pick the mistakes from the lecturers. Not to insult the lecturers, I email them after class. They normally admit to the mistakes with the explanation that they are just simplifying the concept to make the majority understand. So going back to the point, it's important to listen and understand what the lecturers are saying. Otherwise, we have to go over the recordings all over again after class. It's just a waste of time. I rather save the time and do pre-reading and revising. I always briefly pre-read the material before every class. It makes it easier to understand the lectures. And briefly revising after the lectures will help strengthen our understanding. These little things may only take 5 or 10 minutes, but they make a big, big difference. I also try my very best to find time to read around the subject, which is not just the material that is covered in class. I can then know the topic deeper and wider and will be ahead of most of my classmates. And because of that, many classmates seek help from me and I'm keen to help. It is in fact a win-win because not only are they problem solved, but I can also reinforce my knowledge. Likewise, for preparing for exams and tests, understanding the material thoroughly before the actual period is crucial. I've never left any unsolved problems until the study break. Then all I need to do is just go through the notes and assignments briefly to refresh my memory. Doing past papers and practice questions will help familiarize with the exam structure. I set a target for myself for the number of past papers I'll do before the study break, and then I just work through it. And the night before the exams or tests, I won't do any studying, but instead just do something interesting and relaxing. For me, it's board games. So to get good results, we need to set our goal, break down into the targets, then work hard and enjoy. The University of Auckland Science Scholars Program. The Science Scholars Program is the first of its kind in New Zealand, and I'm very honoured to be part of it. It started in 2015 when a group of top scientists at the University of Auckland came with a brilliant idea of connecting, inspiring, and guiding the top students in the science, maths, and engineering and technology fields. It is a 3-year program. The students who are admitted to this program earn traditional science degrees enriched by the Science Scholars curriculum. But instead of taking the usual 4 papers a semester, we do an additional Science Scholars paper. This 6-semester program is designed for us to step by step to become a real scientist and a real researcher. Since all Science Scholars students will be staying in the same class for 3 years, we are very closely connected. We build friendships and we stimulate each other's minds. It's very different from the traditional class where we only say hi and bye in the class for only 1 semester. We heard some of the great topics from the leading scientists in different fields. Mentoring is one of the most important components of the program. Every student is assigned a mentor from the research leaders in the science faculty. We meet our mentor regularly to discuss science, career, pathways, and course selections, whatever the student needs to succeed. This is one of the best things for me in this program. My mentor is the head of department of the physics department. He meets me fortnightly for a one-on-one mentoring session. He provides insight, guidance, and direction which helps me to create a future I want, which is to be a researcher, educator, and pioneer in the science field. So if you are a keen science student, I highly recommend you to apply for the program. Just check out the University of Auckland Science Scholars webpage. So for today, that's it from me, Tristan Pang. Thanks for listening. I welcome your feedback and your support of the program. And please write to me on Facebook or email me to youvoicesnz@gmail.com. And don't forget to like Youth Voices with Tristan Pang on Facebook. And if you want to listen to my other shows, please go to my website, www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's www.quest-is-fun.org.nz/youthvoices. Have a good week. Goodbye. Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.